to the well, but the water was dry. I pulled on the rope and I started to cry. The rope was frayed, the bucket had holes, and I heard a voice said, "Do what you're told." I was scared to death and I began to quake. The ground all around me started to shake. The voice that I heard called me by name. He said, "Turn around, son, you gotta walk this way." I looked all around, not did I see, but the wind and the ground staring back at me. I started to run, but my feet wouldn't go. "Who are you? That's all I wanna know." The voice said, "Son, you know who I am. Your whole life is right here in my hands. The next move is yours to make, but there's a hole in your soul and it's about to break. You got blood on your hands and sin in your heart. I've been following you right from the start. I know where you've been and I know what you've done. So put up your hands and lay down your guns." So I listened to what the man had to say. It didn't make sense, it just wasn't my day. He said, "Your name is written here in my book, and I don't make mistakes, but you can take a look." He showed me things that I didn't want to see. Poverty, shame, misery. I saw a little boy sitting under a tree, asking Jesus, "Do you really love me?" That little boy, well, I knew it was me, sitting right there on Jesus' knee. I looked in his eyes and asked, "Is that you?" And Jesus said, "Yeah, and you know that I do." I didn't think once, he didn't ask twice, and that's when I decided to take his advice. When the jury came back, all I felt was numb. The verdict was delivered, convicted by love.